We are joined by Jeff O'Brien, attorney Jeff O'Brien, over on that station my daughter works. He's attorney extraordinaire Jeff O'Brien. Lawyer extraordinaire, not attorney extraordinaire. You know what?
Yes, lawyer
extraordinaire. He's lawyer extraordinaire, attorney extraordinaire, barrister. You name it, he's extraordinaire. Now, before we get into some of the media stuff, the Vikings, new coach, Kevin O'Connell, bringing a pal with him from the Rams, Wes Phillips, passing game coordinator in L.A. He'll be the offensive coordinator here. It just seems like it's just, it's going to get done. And I would think that that'll be the end of it, because they pretty much told him, stop pilfering our staff here in L.A. So I think he's going to be done after that. So, you know what? More power to him. I'll learn a lot about him when you can make moves in mid-March. If he keeps Kirk Cousins, I will have less regard for him. He has to say I'm going to keep him, but if he actually does and is sold on him, I have some real reservations, because, again, I've been saying this for a long time. Kirk Cousins is not a leader, and if you're not a leader, you're not going to be a winner. Anyway, let's move on to more serious stuff. You hit point. I love this. The youth believe, and this is great, the Canadian truckers should seek asylum. You could do it at the southern border if you've been oppressed. Why not the northern border, right, Jeff?
Right, exactly. You know, the news coming out of Ottawa this last week has not been good. Trudeau invoked this Emergencies Act and has the Ottawa police just out, like, you know, just employing just horrible, brutal tactics against these folks that aren't doing anything. I mean, it's not like they're out there like, you know, Antifa out there,
no,
or BLM, you know, setting things on fire or spray painting. They're out there dancing in the streets and stuff. And so this is, I just don't see this is going to end well for Trudeau. But, you know, in the meantime, he's seizing bank accounts, he's freezing bank accounts, they're doing all this other stuff. And I went and looked it up, you know, I'm like, God, there's got to be, you got to be getting close to the point where you could apply for asylum or refugee status. And, you know, it talks about being a victim of persecution. You know, it could be because of political opinions or members in a, you know, membership in a group, you know. So, and I did find out just as when I was looking at reading about this, Bob, a Republican congresswoman, Yvette Harrell from New Mexico, is going to introduce a bill to do just this, to allow the Freedom Convoy protesters to seek asylum in the U.S., which I will love this, because we've had, you know, the Democrats have been all about immigration and, you know, we should let everybody in at the southern border. Well, let's see when a bunch of freedom-loving Canadians come pouring over into blue states like Washington and Minnesota and Michigan and New York. Let's see if they're maybe they'll be the ones proposing to build a wall. Let's see how they feel about open borders,
Jeff,
when that happens.
I was thinking about, okay, you do have North Dakota, Wyoming, Montana, and Idaho, I guess a piece of it, but every other state that borders Canada, and those states don't border like heavily populated areas. The heavily populated areas are, you know, Michigan, coming into Detroit from Toronto, up in New York, Massachusetts. I mean, you really don't hit many red states to come across unless you're going across many miles of just barren land up there. So you're right. It would be the blue states. I think they should. Now, you know, the amazing thing.
I think it'd be hilarious. I love it.
The amazing thing, too, is we hear so much about Canada and Australia. How oppressed are both of these countries? It turns out there's no democracy in these countries. They have dictators. And it's being shown to be the case. And frankly, anyone who's watching this, and everyone in America should be watching it closely, should see just how lucky we are to have what we have here. And, I mean, Biden tried
to
do things.
The first two amendments are all the difference, the first and the second.
Yeah, there's something to be said for them, no question about it. Well, I hope they come, and you know what? Doesn't he see these people that run countries are so short-sighted. He's going after bank accounts. He's freezing them. He wants to arrest them. He will paralyze his country if he locks up these truckers, or too many of them, because these are the without truckers, we get nothing. We don't get our fuel.
Right.
We don't get our food. We don't get, I mean, take any store that is stocked by a trucker. They are more valuable than any of us even give credit or want to admit. I mean, I'm happy to admit to, but a lot of people just don't take a step back and say, they just probably think the shelf fairies are the ones who come in and drop in all the food and, you know, go to, whether it's Menards, Lowe's, any store, you know, if you, any sporting goods store, every, Cabela's, it all came on trucks. It's incredible.
Yeah. There's a lot of folks that are encouraging the truckers now. If the Ottawa police are going to act this way towards them, and by the way, there's been more protests that have broken out in other provinces since the police started to crack down on Ottawa. So it's just not going well for the Trudeau government. But there's others that have suggested, you know, just stop deliveries, just shut down, park the trucks. We'll see how they get them off the roads,
and then see how that would be more effective than maybe what they're doing now if they just parked them and didn't deliver anything. That would be absolutely, as I said, paralyzing. Now, I understand that in our own capital, Washington, D.C., they're putting fences up around the Capitol because of the State of the Union address that Biden's going to deliver. And also, there's going to be a trucker convoy going into Washington. They're not thinking, they're not putting these fences up because they're afraid that truckers are going to try to drive up to the Capitol steps, are they?
They want the narrative. They want the narrative that this is like going to be another January 6th on our hands, but it's not going to be. I mean, that's the thing. Unless they've got their, you know, some false, you know, they got their false flag Antifa people in the group trying to, you know, pretend like they're part of the group. But you know, the Canadian group had that going on, and they did a pretty good job of weeding those people out real quick.
And
so,
they've been peaceful. And the truckers are not going to try to create issues. I mean, these are you probably know a lot of truckers. I don't know a ton, but I know several, and they're all good guys. I've never met a trucker who wasn't. Let's put it that way. There's a guy that used to call into KQ all the time. He would travel with his pet duck. They usually have a pet or something, something or someone with them. They all have great stories to tell. All right, now I got to shift gears on you here. Kim Potter was sentenced to 2 years. She will serve. Actually, she'll wind up serving probably 14 months because she got time served, and she could get out after 16 months. But with roughly 2 months served already, she will be in there a little more than a year in jail. Do you know? Will an appeal continue, or will she just?
I believe so.
Do the
time. I believe they will still appeal because there's a lot of folks, and I tend to think this way. You know, I don't believe that she should have been convicted on first degree manslaughter. I'm up in the air about second degree manslaughter even. But I did think that this was, I think the judge did a good analysis of why she issued the sentence that she did. And of course for the kid's family, you know, they're all up in arms. I think they thought they're not an impressive group, and they were acting like they thought that they should give her the death penalty or something. But there was no TikTok video for this one. Remember, the family shot a TikTok video to celebrate her conviction. I didn't see any TikTok video being done this time.
Crump
was had a look on his face like he wasn't going to get the settlement that he thought he was going to get this time.
It is an incredibly sad and unfortunate story. He hit her reaching for a gun instead of her taser, and he should not be dead. But also, there's no malice. She's not a danger to society.
No.
And that's and that's the tough one with this. When, you know, this is what's got to figure. She wins the appeal, good. If not, she'll serve her time. I'm more concerned about the crime that's happening throughout Minneapolis with the carjackings, which are up over 500% since pre-COVID days, and what is being done or what can be done about that. And they did catch the alleged killer of this poor kid from North, the 15-year-old quarterback. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so that's a good sign, but they have to try to do something. And I've talked about this before, and I think we've talked about it. It's very difficult to get someone to turn in a criminal or someone who's created a violent act because there's retribution, and you have to protect your family, and you don't want your family to be impacted by turning someone in. It's got to be incredibly difficult to be in those areas where there is such crime and there are gangs. And I mean, I'm glad that they found the person who shot him, and hopefully it turns out to be not a 2-year sentence, because this was just vicious. and was intended. So we'll hopefully
well,
we'll
I
get
think
better.
I think part of it, I think what's, you know, these elections coming up later this year, Bob, will it won't solve everything, but if you get the right people in there, they can start to fix the system that we have. And it starts with, you know, we've talked about this before about mandatory sentences for the carjacking and some of these other violent crimes. But also, you know, we have now had 2 terms of Mark Dayton, and now we're going through our first term with Tim Walz, and they get to appoint the judges. And I think you start to you elect a governor who starts to put judges on the bench who are going to issue proper sentences for these violent criminals so that they aren't back out on the streets. I think it starts there. And you also have to get a new attorney general who isn't focused on prosecuting cops, but rather, the actual duties of the job. And I think the head is rotten at the top, and you need to start there. And then God knows what we're going to have to do with Minneapolis and St. Paul.
Well, and you set up a meeting. We had last week or 2 weeks ago, Tad Jude, who's running to be the attorney general as a Republican. I like the guy. As a matter of fact, him I really like. I'm certainly going to support him. And the BS show has had Michelle Benson in, Paul Gazelka, and Dr. Scott Jensen, all gubernatorial candidates for the Republican Party. And honestly, I liked them all. I would be content with any of those three being governor. And
they'd all be an improvement over the current guy.
Yes, the current. Oh, my God. I just hope that people don't forget what he did and how he just botched this and really was not a leader. He was a follower. If they did it in New York or Connecticut or California or Michigan, that's what he was going to do. So that not a good thing. All right, Jeff, you know what? We need to wrap up here. Jeff O'Brien, I'm going to call you our attorney extraordinaire. They could have the lawyer extraordinaire. Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone. Greatly appreciated, Jeff. Take a quick break. The BS show will be right back. We will be talking a little Vikings coming right up.